Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, February the 10th, 2026. 10 minutes past the hour. Hey, 32 degrees here in Marion. We are at the freezing point. How about that? First time we've been there in quite a number of weeks, maybe 2 weeks since we've been at the freezing mark. I do want to remind you, the Lee Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association annual soup supper, 455 Lee Street here in Marion, will happen this Friday, February the 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. The cost is a donation. The menu is homemade chili, vegetable and chicken noodle soup, possibly potato soup, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, assorted desserts, punch, and coffee. Bring your family and friends and enjoy the evening. Lee Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association annual soup supper, Friday, February 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. The cost is a donation. 455 Lee Street here in Marion. Now, the phone lines are open if anybody has anything they'd like to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we did talk an awful lot in hour number one about City Council's meeting last night and how it's a little different than it used to be. Meetings certainly have gotten shorter. People certainly are not asking a whole lot of questions. And as I said last night, I don't think there was one no vote on anything. So here we are. I guess you get the government that you elect. Now, maybe it is a good government. I don't know. You know, I think everybody has to make that choice and that decision, but are people happy with this? That this is where we are. And I think the only question from the well, there were two questions from the audience last night, but the one that sticks out in my mind was Lois Fisher getting up and asking about funding for downtown Marion. So, you know, that's still going on. But that's what it is, and if anybody has anything they'd like to say about that, let me know. That was last night's City Council meeting. 740-383-9944, and that would have been Mike Bodine's last City Council meeting. Now, why is Mike Bodine leaving? I don't think we really know at this point, but that it was last night. And people said their goodbyes. Now, as I said in hour number one, I had heard yesterday that apparently there is supposed to be a walkout today at Harding, I believe. Now, I don't know if it'll happen, and I don't know any more than that, what I was told. So this is not a news story, but apparently it is over ICE. Now, this fascinates me to a great degree, that in Marion, Ohio, I don't know of anything that a city school has done in which they have staged a walkout, let alone something like ICE on a national level. Why do you think there is such a distaste or an unhappiness amongst the youth about ICE? Why do you think that's there, where they would join together and actually organize a walkout during school? I really find that fascinating. And if it happens, I'll find out today if it happened or not. I think this will say something to a group of people. I don't know exactly what it will say, and I don't know exactly what the driver is of this, but, you know, people seem to think that kids don't have a lot of get up and go anymore. Well, you know, I think kids do have their own thoughts on things, and I think kids are paying attention to what's going on in the national news. So, you know, I think this is a good sign for the kids that they are paying attention and they are doing things. Does anybody else think this is a good sign? 740-383-9944. Now, you might support ICE, and I'm not basing this on why they are walking out. I'm just saying there seems to be a lot of emphasis placed on the idea that the youth does not really care what's going on. But I think they do. One of our listeners out there this morning says they run on hate. They love diversity. Let me read that again. They don't run on hate. They love diversity. Well, that's an interesting point. And again, feel free to call in. I think it's good to hear these things on the air and pay attention to what's going on. 740-383-9944. You know, and I read that off the computer screen. So as I said a couple weeks ago, I couldn't see what was going on the cell phone. Apparently, I just can't see half the time when I turn to look at the computer screen. 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on city council, or you have any thoughts on the walkout possibly going on at Harding today. All right, let's take the phone call here and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, there's been other schools that's done that.
Yeah, there have, but I'm... Right.
Walked out like that.
Yeah, but I'm in Marion, Ohio, in a very Trump...
County.
Yeah, very Trump county, and the city schools in Marion, which people kind of dismiss from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't exactly Columbus or Cleveland, which people tend to mark as more liberal areas. This certainly is not a liberal area.
Well, the thing about with kids today, they are around a lot more diversity. You know, Mexicans, you know, foreigners. Blacks, and what it was when we was in school.
Yeah,
now
but...
You went to Harding, there was more minorities and stuff at Harding. I went to Pleasant, but, you know, we still had some, too. You know, and I just like with gay, there's almost all kids that go to school anymore has a friend or somebody that's gay, you know. It's not a big deal with kids anymore.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that somebody would organize this, that it would get to the point where they had to have a meeting about it yesterday over ICE, something happening nationally. I mean, this is not something going on within the school. Tells me that there is a generation that is paying attention, because the kids in Marion are not facing ICE problems. This is not something that's affecting them right now.
You never know when they're going to show up.
Right, but I'm saying they're not being reactionary here. So that's what I'm saying. The fact that this would happen, I think, is very emblematic of something.
Do it, you know, I'm proud of it, of the kids too, just like Naomi said. You know, did Collins really call her negative Nelly?
I think it was in an email. I believe so.
That's funny. You know, downtown, I don't care how much money we throw at it, it's not going to. You're not going to revive downtown. The only way you could revive downtown is to go down there on 23 and put a detour sign and make everybody go through town on 423, back out of town, let them go back over to 23. That's the only way you're going to revitalize the town.
But why is that every elected official's goal? Do they have to say that? I guess I'm just confused.
Well, they want to act like they're doing well, and they are. I mean, they want to do good for Marion and stuff, and that's something that in the city that's gotten hurt real bad, you know, with 23 and all the stores going out there. But you just got to face it. You know, it ain't going to happen. You know, if you give somebody CPR and you're doing it for an hour, you just got a base of doing it for another hour is just not going to bring them back.
So what do you make of, did you see the Bad Bunny halftime show?
No, because I couldn't watch it. I had to pay to watch it.
Oh, yeah, well.
But I did see it on YouTube, though.
Very, very, very popular. Apparently most watched halftime show in Super Bowl history.
Yeah,
which, again, goes back to my point. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
No. Well, it might be for Trump a little bit right now.
Well, what do you make of that? The video with the Obamas depicted as apes.
Oh, I just don't know what the man has to do before something happens and they remove him. Matter of fact, when I woke up today, I had a little time before you came on, and I turned YouTube on, and there was a couple things there was talking about President being Senate convicted him, and they were sending the federal marshals there to relieve him of office because he wouldn't leave on his own record. You know, it wasn't they're not credible websites. You know, if I turned, you know, was searching for the ones I like and that I know, or, you know, are not feeding you bull crap, and they didn't have nothing on about it. President Trump's actually said things in his tweets about Midas Touch. That's a thing I watch on YouTube.
I
was happy there first, and then I had to come down because happiness wasn't. They just put that out there to get you to click on stuff.
Well, that's it. I, you know, usually that stuff is just clickbait, and people click on it, so I guess they get what they want.
Yeah, but you might get clicked on at that time, but if they see that you're not telling the truth, you think you're going to click on it again?
I don't know. Some people do, if it's salacious enough. What do you make of the fact that Ayers' wife, Heidi, her trial is set to start next week and hasn't been dropped yet? What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know. If he wants to look like a fool again, I guess. Hopefully, she gets found not guilty, too.
Well, what do you make of that? I was talking about that before we went to break, and I mean this sincerely. Here you've got Ray Grogan, probably the politician, and I said I've known him, I've said this before, I've known him for over a decade, probably the guy who wanted to be liked the most, would make an effort when he saw you to try to be as pleasant as he could be, end up being one of the most divisive people in Marion. I mean, it's shocking.
But when he's talking to you, he's real nice and pleasant. But what do you think he's saying in his head to himself after, you know, he leaves, you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, anybody can say anything in their head. I'm just saying his goal always seemed to be to want to be liked. And the fact that now he has become one of the most disliked people in Marion.
Well, he's in the wrong job if he wants to be liked.
Well, yeah, but I think, you know, it's a tough job. Slagle was in it. Brent Yeager was in it. It's a tough job, but, I mean, most of them did not have cases that were this high profile. I don't know the last time a sitting city council member was taken to trial. You know, that's big.
Well, then he dismissed it, or that the judge dismissed it with prejudice so he could bring it back up. I mean, why didn't he just let it die then? You know, now because this looks so much worse for him, and I'm glad for Ayers and, you know, the outcome that come out. I don't think he's guilty, but I don't know if he was guilty. You know, it's a shame that, you know, he didn't get convicted, but I don't think he's guilty. But, You know, I want to thank Ayers for his service to the city for years.
You know what's interesting?
And the Ratliff family.
Well, you know what's interesting? I think I said it yesterday morning, but there was a lady who came up to me on Sunday who said, can I ask you a question about the Ratliff interview? And I said, sure. And they said, I listened to it live, but I have not had a chance to re-listen to it. Did Ayers call Grogan a piece of, and fill in the blank? And I said, yes, he did. And they didn't really seem to defend it. You know, they didn't try to defend Grogan, and they didn't say that Ayers was bad for saying it. So it's so stark to me that a man who wanted...
blame Ayers for saying that, for what Grogan's been putting him through.
Well, it's so stark to me that a man who wanted to be loved, and nothing wrong with that, now has become certainly divisive to at least a certain group of people.
Well, he was divisive to a certain degree of people before that. There's a lot of people who don't like to be around cops, hang out with cops, be buddies with cops, you know. You never know when you're going to do something. What if you're in the car, you know, and there's four of you in there, and you throw your pop can out of your pop bottle or your cigarette, you know. Well, he's got to do his job. You got to, you know, I don't think a cop, if he was friends with one, they might do that, but you got to believe they would.
Well, we also got a note. I mean, Ayers basically said that they manufacture evidence, the prosecutor's office and the police department. Now, that is still a very uneasy comment to make, because that's not one person doing that. I mean, that's people in offices. You know, you'd have to look at the prosecutor's office, and you would have to look at the police department to figure out if that truly is going on. That's not one person. And
plus, there's other people in that office, too, that could see things like that. And, you know, you can't, you know, they're not going to stand up, you know, be, you know, your little puppet and do your bidding.
You know, here's the thing. If in this country we have to believe that we have a justice system and the court of law prevails... If an Ayers was found not guilty on all charges, so you're not going to undo that. Okay, so that's what we know now. Now, if you work in that prosecutor's office, can you feel good about the work you've done? I mean, would you want to stay in that particular office, or do you just say the court's got it wrong?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily quit right away, but I'd be looking for another job. I mean... in prosecutor, what's her name? Federal?
Pam
Bondi?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of agents quit because, you know, all they're doing is going after people that Trump wants them to go after, and they can know there's nothing to it, but they're demanding to do, you know.
It's
those people can get a job at another place. They don't need to have to, you know, sell their soul out just to have their job, you know, to suit Trump.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Hey, if you hear anything else, call back in.
Okay, you know, I seen on YouTube the other day where Trump was talking about the Revolutionary War, and he was saying how we took control of the airfields. That was one of the main reasons why we won the war.
In the Civil War, the airfields.
Not the Civil War.
The Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Do you know what's wrong with that?
Well, yeah, you wouldn't have had airplanes back then.
Right.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
Later.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open about 30 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday, February the 10th. 32 degrees, the freezing mark here in Marion. Aren't we happy with that? Mostly sunny skies, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Anything to say about, city council is still on the table here, and, we're still talking about the Ratliff trial, that's for sure. That's still there. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to bring mention from yesterday's talk about Trump and Grogan.
Yes, go ahead.
They're kind of in the same league, and they need to be eliminated. Anyhow. But one way we can have some control over our city and our government is to vote. So I want to encourage everyone to get out and vote, primary and general. Still a way that we can make our voices heard.
Now, why do you think voter turnout is still very low? I think I read something that in the primary, 1 in 5 people vote.
No, it's just sad. I mean, it's free, and it's on a long enough day that people can get there. I don't know whether they just don't care or they don't think it counts, but it will count if they get out there and do it.
Yeah. So in what way do you see the connection between Trump and Grogan?
They're both in the same bucket of worms, as far as I'm concerned. Just not good people.
Do you think Grogan can rehabilitate his career?
I hope not.
Well, hey.
He'd like him to ruin some others, so.
Well, hey, I'm glad to have you out there. Call in anytime.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. And again, we love to hear the voices of the people out there, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We always appreciate the people in the listening audience. I think it makes the conversation better. Now, you know, there apparently was a connection between Grogan and Trump. Now, I guess some people could make that connection. I don't know. Everybody's got their own opinion. And voting certainly does help, but I think there is a constant, yes, we've got to have more people vote, but are people informed about what and who they are voting for? I think that's a big question. So again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. We're talking a little bit about the Super Bowl halftime show, which was apparently the most watched in Super Bowl history with Bad Bunny. Something like 160 million people watched that. Last night's city council meeting, there's that. And is there possibly a walkout today because of ice over at Harding High School? I don't know. I guess we'll find out as the day goes along. And I guess we're still talking a little bit about the Ratliff trial here. What are the long-term machinations of that as we go on down the road? So again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We love to hear from you out there in the listening audience. I think when other callers hear the voices and hear what's going on, it can only help the show be better. 740-383-9944. So if you've been thinking about calling in, feel free to do it. We would love to hear from you. A lot of interesting topics out here on the table. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you said call back if I think of something.
Yes.
What do you think about trying to do away with property taxes?
Well, you mean in the state here?
Yeah.
Well, apparently DeWine not very happy with that. DeWine has said if that would happen, that sales tax could possibly go up to 20%. It's a proposed amendment that they want to put on the ballot. And, you know, it is dangerous because who's going to vote against that? Of course that's going to pass if it's on the ballot because people don't want to pay property tax. But DeWine is trying to warn people and say, listen, if we do away with property tax, your sales tax is going up.
Well, that and other things, taxes, could go up. Or your city, township, or whatever could lose a lot of funding and go down to 2 officers instead of 10 or something like that. You know, it's going to hurt that. Maybe your trash, you know, they start picking that up every other week or something like that. I don't know. I mean, that just don't sound feasible. I mean, first of all, you got to have a, you got a plan. If you're going to discontinue, you ought to have a plan on what, how we could do without it and not, you know, miss any funding for anything.
Well, I understand.
That's what happened.
I get what the people, they're saying, well, we own property and we have to pay for everybody else. I get what their feeling is. But the problem is that if you are donated food, well, you're not going to pay sales tax on that. If you are, if you don't have an income, you're not going to pay income tax on that. So there are always ways around it. There are always ways people are not going to pay for things. So,
you know, the wealthy is going to find, you know, loopholes here and there. If they raise the income tax, it's only going to really hurt the poor and the middle class.
Well, what's strange to me about it, I don't know if they think they're going to pay less or what. I don't know. It's interesting because let's say you own a house, okay, and they get rid of the property taxes, okay. Well, then maybe rents would go down. They probably would because the people who own the house would no longer have to pay property tax, so they wouldn't have to figure that into the rent. So let's say it caused
that rent at that number. They don't want to drop it down.
Well, yeah, but they always use the idea that property taxes have went up. That's how it, well, if nothing's going up, I don't know what their reasoning's going to be. But all that being said, okay, let's say that. Well, then the problem becomes, let's say your water heater blows up. Okay, well, you got to go buy a new water heater. Well, what if the sales tax on that is 20% instead of 7%? You know, that's going to be a big, you know, they're going to get you some way. And I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
If there's a better way, they need to show that before they, you know, want to drop the property taxes.
Well,
and one thing I might be in favor of on this voting for stuff like that is I think only renters and homeowners, they have a stake in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Renters and stuff like that, really, you know, they can go vote and they can say, yeah, but yeah, I want this, I want that. You know, every levy passed, I want, you know, it don't matter to them. So really, but once you start doing that, then you start doing it in other elections and things. That's the bad thing about that.
Well, think about this. If this proposed amendment gets on the ballot, not only do you have an amendment to get rid of property tax in Ohio, Vivek Ramaswamy is running on getting rid of income tax. Now, if you've got no income tax and you've got no property tax, what are you going to do? Sales tax will be about 50%.
Oh, yeah. That's just laughable.
Can you imagine what sales tax would be on a car?
Yeah, well, I was watching a thing here on YouTube about The Price is Right. And did you know that over half of the people that win a car don't end up being able to take the car because they have to pay taxes and stuff on it? And if I want it and I can't pay the taxes and stuff on it, I can't give it to you. I can't say, well, let my buddy Scott here, let him have it.
Right, no. You can't transfer it.
You can't transfer it.
I know. So, I don't think people think about that. You're right, though.
Especially if you want to, I'd rather win a little small economy car or something. What if you want a Lamborghini? You know how much taxes would be on that?
Well, I think what DeWine is saying is, listen, if you get rid of property taxes and you put this on sales tax, you are going to cause people who don't own property to buy less. And if they buy less, that's going to hurt the economy. And if that's what you want to do, okay, but this is, you know, DeWine's against it. So I guess that's all I can say there.
Yeah, well, you think he's going to run again?
DeWine?
Oh, he's already not
running. He can't run again.
Yeah. Term limits?
Well, yeah, and he's also talking about ICE over in Springfield. He's saying he doesn't want those Haitians to go. He said if they lose their temporary protected status, then they no longer can work, and they can't, and the companies can't employ them. That's a blow to the economy. It's a blow to the state. We need them. So, you know, DeWine is
he looks at it sensibly instead of being a racist and looking at things.
Well, it's interesting. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, DeWine has made some interesting comments as of late. And First Lady Fran DeWine has said she's happy that the Haitians temporarily are allowed to stay in Springfield. And I think Governor DeWine said yesterday he was given assurance that there would be 24 hours notice if ICE was coming in to Springfield. And then wasn't there a bomb threat yesterday over in Springfield at one of the schools? You know, this is becoming a very serious issue. And maybe that's what's driving what's going on here in Marion today over at Harding. I mean, you know, this all has to come from somewhere. And again, the phone lines are open here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. 42 minutes past the hour here. 32 degrees, the freezing mark here in Marion, mostly sunny skies. Feel free to buzz in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. The conversation is always welcome here on this particular program. And we've went around the waterfront here this morning. City Council, possibly a has anybody else heard about this walkout over at Harding? Over ICE? We've continued to talk about the Ratliff not guilty verdict last week. Will his wife be going to trial next week? Has Ray Grogan become one of the most divisive people in Marion at this point? I mean, it's sad if that has happened. From one of our listeners out there this morning, there was a bomb threat here yesterday, too. Well, there you go. So, there's all kinds of stuff here. From one of our other listeners out here this morning, they still like he still liked in his circle, but they'll throw him under the bus eventually. I guess that's probably a comment toward Ray Grogan. I don't know. I would think if this trial happens next week in regard to Heidi, Ayer's wife, and he were to lose that one and then have to go to Toledo for a civil trial and loses that one, that's not going to be very good. And, you know, I still am just confused. What is the evidence here? What was the evidence? That's a big question hanging in people's mind. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so there's an update on the trial of next week.
Oh, go ahead.
Ratliff.
Yes.
So Ray had wanted a continuance on this, and the Ratliff camp said, absolutely not, let's do this, let's get it over with. The same judge that heard Ayer's case will be hearing Heidi's case. So it's a visiting judge in that situation. His name's Daniel Hogan, same judge. They put out the notice to draw the jury, et cetera. When planning for the trial, the judge asked how many witnesses. It was scheduled originally for 3 days. So basically a denial because Ray was tired is the reason why he wanted, or I'm sorry, a continuance because he was tired from the Ratliff case. And that was a no-go. So now, in the planning stage of how many days to allow for the trial, the judge asks how many witnesses they're planning on calling. And Ray says he doesn't know, maybe 6, maybe 60. And the judge said, based on the number of witnesses that Ray said he is going to call, that a 3-day trial is not adequate, and the next time that he has the opening for, I can't remember how many days, is not until April 6th.
So it's not going to happen next week?
No. It was still scheduled to happen, but when Ray said that he might call 60 witnesses, the judge said, well, 3 days isn't going to cut it, and based on his schedule, he doesn't have time to hear it again until April.
So
to me, that sounds like a ploy, because in Ayers' case, 6 witnesses were called total, and that includes 2 of them from BCI.
So where are these other 54 witnesses going to come from?
I don't know.
Did he really say he was tired?
Yeah, that was his reason, that he was, it was, you know, his office was exhausted and overworked, and it's, yeah, the, not like, oh, I'm so, basically his office was overworked to the point of fatigue, and they wouldn't be prepared in time for another trial. That didn't fly with the judge, that didn't fly with the Ratliffs. So now he's going to say, well, we might call 60 people. 3 days probably won't cut it. So to me, that's just some more maneuvering. He didn't get his wish with a continuance, so he just makes it. Now let's clock and see how many witnesses he actually calls to this trial.
Yeah, but now if it's pushed out till April, I mean, that's 2 months away. So, I mean, so what happens for 2 months? Nothing.
Heidi walks around with felonies hanging over her head.
Yeah, but see, here we go again. Why do that?
Now would just be a good time to just let it die silently, wouldn't it?
Well, it's so puzzling to me, because clearly now he wants to take this to trial. I mean, you cannot make that statement and get it delayed through April. And then not take it to trial. I mean, he would look terrible.
Well, but here's more maneuvering, though. Instead of doing what's legal and right and taking her to trial like he's supposed to be, he just comes and he doesn't get his continuance like he wanted, like you're supposed to do legally. So he just finds another back door to get his continuance anyway.
So he must want to take this to trial.
Either that, or he wants it to die slowly, and he doesn't want to have lost 2 trials to the Ratliffs in 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, but I don't think... Here's the thing. If you push it out like that, people are going to realize what you've done. You know, I don't think people are that...
There's no if. It's pushed out until April.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think people have that short of a memory. And so the point then becomes... Now you're going to do it in April? Well, you better win in April, because it's just starting to seem... I mean, what does he not have ready, I guess?
Okay, well, she was accused of obstructing justice in a case where the person was just found not guilty. So you're accusing her of obstructing justice in crimes that a jury said didn't happen. And
that's
then you're getting... For intimidation of a witness in a crime... That did not happen. I mean,
do what? Uh-oh. Did we lose you? Uh-oh. I think we lost her. Well, if she's out there, give us... Hopefully that wasn't our phone.
Deemed by a jury to not have happened. How can you intimidate somebody in that situation? And then the evidence, like I told you, he's using the fact that she installed cameras inside the home. And I know I've said that, but I want to make it clear. There were no cameras inside the child's bedroom. There was cameras in the hallway and in the living room. So the child still had a way to have privacy and change her clothing and all that sort of thing. No one was, she wasn't on 24-hour watch. It was for her protection and for the family's protection. And, I mean, I don't know anybody that has a baby now that doesn't have a camera on them. It wasn't a thing when I was having kids, but... Now every new mother wants a camera to put on their baby. So how anyone on a jury could find someone guilty of intimidating a witness by putting cameras inside their house. I mean, they sell them. You can get them at Walmart. You can get them delivered to your front door. So it's not like she went on the dark web and got these cameras.
Well, I guess here's my question. Okay, let's say Ayers would have been found guilty. Now, he knew this trial was coming up next week. So would he have been tired then as well? Why schedule these
things? Then he probably
things?
Would have been on his justice tour, and let's lock them all up. Now he's on his defeat tour, and I can't stand two losses like this in 3 weeks. Plus, this also prolongs the refiling or the reopening of the civil case because Heidi's part of the civil case. She's claiming malicious prosecution. Well, if she's not found guilty, if the charges are still pending, you know, like Ayers can definitely say malicious prosecution right now. Heidi can't because she hasn't been found not guilty yet.
Hmm. So this just happened this morning.
It happened last night.
Oh, it happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Ayers is out there listening, we know he wants to talk now, and I appreciate him talking. If he wanted to call in and just give his thoughts on it in our last 10 minutes, we wouldn't mind hearing it.
Please do. Ayers,
call in. Let us know. Thanks.
There's my info bomb. Take care, Scott.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right. Well, Ayers, if you want to call in and give us your thoughts on that, we've got about 10 minutes left in the program. It certainly would be worth hearing and maybe get the understanding of what's going on here. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I the trial's scheduled next week. The prosecutor says he's tired. He doesn't get that continuance. Then he says he might call 60 witnesses, so it gets pushed out until April. So here we are. I guess this the drama continues on with this thing. I don't know. I really don't know. It's bizarre. You gotta say that. It certainly is bizarre. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we keep rounding the bend. And if Ayers happens to be out there listening, feel free to call in. I'm not saying talk about anything going on with the trial, but your thoughts on the trial being postponed and not being pushed out at this point, and where we go from here, as they say. 740-383-9944. We've got about 8 minutes left in the program, and we would certainly be glad to hear from whoever would like to call in and share their thoughts. And by the way, Ray Grogan would be one of those people as well, as we have sent emails to him. Okay. From another one of our listeners out there this morning, way back when they started the Ohio Lottery, we were told it would fund schools. Whatever happened to that? Most homeowners who pay school levies, like me, are older citizens with no kids in school. Sales tax for funding would be more fair since everyone who buys would be helping schools, not just us old folks. I always vote for the levy because of the kids, but I still feel it's not fair. And that's certainly a valid point. As I said, I do think people who own homes do feel as if they're having to burden the financial liabilities of a lot of these places. But I think what Mike DeWine is saying is that we're going to have to make that money up somewhere else. We just can't go without property tax, and it's probably going to be made up in the sales tax. And if it is made up in the sales tax, if things get up to 20% sales tax, well, are people going to buy it? I think that's really where the problem lies right now. But again, we've got about 8 minutes left in the program this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly all valid opinions. And if you're just tuning in, apparently the Heidi Ratliff trial has been pushed out to April because at this point, Prosecutor Grogan is not sure on the number of witnesses he's going to call. So now, instead of happening next week, it will happen in April, which will push out the civil trial and obviously push out Heidi's trial to spring. So, does anybody have any thoughts on that? 54 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program, and if you got anything you want to say, we would love to hear from you. And if you're involved in this, either directly or tangentially, we would love to hear from you as well. We always enjoy hearing from the callers. See the information we get from the people who call in. It's invaluable because there certainly are things that people are paying attention to that I am not necessarily paying attention to, and that's why we are all here. And apparently there was a bomb threat here in Marion yesterday at one of the schools, I believe Grant Middle School. And we'll try to find out if the walkout did happen or will happen today in regard to ICE over at Harding, which again, I think says something. I think it says something in regard to where people are. Well, if you've been thinking about calling all morning, we do have about 5 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I certainly have appreciated the calls this morning. As I said, it is a very important part of the program. So with 4 minutes left to go, we still have time to get somebody in if you'd like to call in and say something. 740-383-9944. But we certainly have gotten quite a bit of news here this morning on the old program. Continued our conversation about the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Most watched ever. 160 million people watched it. Last night's city council meeting. You know, it is what it is now, as far as not a whole lot of questions being asked there, and a lot of people voting yes. Quick, it speeds up the meetings. I will say that. It does speed up the meetings. And Heidi Ratliff's trial being postponed until April. So we've all learned that together here this morning, 57 minutes past the hour. And we talked about President Trump's social media post last week with the Obamas depicted as apes. You know, you really couldn't make up the topic list for any one of these shows, could you? I mean, you really couldn't make it up. It's just kind of the way it goes. We're getting to the two-minute warning here, so if you've been thinking about calling, we're getting to your last chance for the day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I do appreciate all the comments online as well as the people who do call in. It would be highly unlikely we would get together and do this show if we did not have the people participating in it each and every morning as the two-minute window approaches here on the program. Oh, and you know, we did talk this morning about the smell of spray tan, which, you know, with Valentine's Day on the horizon, apparently, maybe that's a good gift. Now, if you were, I mean, basically, don't most people buy for the women on Valentine's Day? I mean, how many, I guess some men get gifts on Valentine's Day, but isn't it typically a day that you tend to buy more for the women? Maybe they would like a spray tan. But you know what? If you buy for the men, maybe the men would like a spray tan too. You know, who's to say? I guess, I don't know. We got to get these spray tan people on sometime. The only thing I know right now is it does have a very unique smell to it, the spray tan. So I do get to smell it in the morning. So I think that means business must be good for them if enough of those spray tans are going on, or else I would not smell it in the morning. About 1 minute left to go. If somebody wanted to slip in, they could. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Under 60 seconds here on this Tuesday morning. 32 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. I bet the people will be out in shorts today. You give anybody any reason to wear shorts and they will do it now. And I bet we get to the freezing mark, which we have today, people will be out in shorts. And we'll start to watch maybe some of this snow melt off from the big storm that we had a couple weeks ago. I don't think we've had a day above freezing since we had that big storm a couple weeks ago. So maybe some of the snow will finally start to melt off today. Well, I'm going to melt away today, like the Wicked Witch in the West, and say for, hold on a second, we've got a call coming in here. 10 seconds, go ahead.
I attacked for Valentine's Day for 63 years. Russell Stover's candy.
Russell, you can't go wrong there.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, a Valentine's tip, and for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids.